Johanna Weaver, I will be Australia's representative to the UN Group of Government Experts on cyber, on the use of ICTs in cyberspace. And I think one of the things that I would pick up on is that those two groups are not so much concerned with cyber security in the technical sense, but we're looking at the ways that ICTs or cyber technologies, depending on your preferred terminology, can impact on international peace and security. And I think we need to be realistic as an international community about whether how we will be able to keep pace with technologies as they are evolving so rapidly. And I think taking a technology neutral approach to that is going to be much more beneficial to us than wanting to look at things in a very specific focus. And not that those conversations won't happen, we need to do that, but we also need to remember that multilateral processes take time, and we need to have something that will stand the test of time. And I think a good example of that is if you have a look at the previous reports of the GGE groups on cyber, I would put it out there that actually the findings of those groups, particularly the norms of responsible state behavior from 2015, are just as applicable to the use of quantum computing, distributed ledger technologies, and Internet of Things, as they are to any other type of technology that was in front of mind when those norms were developed. So, yes, we need to have the individual conversations, but we also need to make sure that we're putting forward technology-neutral approaches. Otherwise, we're never going to be able to keep pace.